chicken is the most widely consumed meat in America. It's becoming more popular in other countries, too. That's due in part to the growth of large-scale factory farms, an industry that animal rights groups have been working against for years. Our next guest says she used to see factory farmers as the enemy, but the more she learned about their place in the industry, the more she found common ground and new opportunities to change the business by working with people in the business. Leah Garces is president of the group Mercy for Animals and author of the book Grilled, Turning Adversaries into Allies to Change the Chicken Industry. Leah, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
The chicken industry has been a focus for you for a long time. Can you talk about what made you want to start trying to reform it, change what's happening on our farms in the country?
Well, in my mind, chicken factory farming particularly is one of the leading causes of suffering on the planet. And I really wanted to draw attention to that. It's something we can all do something about and is within our capacity to change. And that's something that really speaks to me.
Can you, in just a few moments, tell us about some of the main problems you see in the way factory farms, as you say, are raising chickens?
Sure. Well, first of all, the most number of animals that are farmed in our country are chickens raised for meat. So 90% of all farmed animals in this country are just chickens raised for meat. And they are raised in long, dark warehouses, overcrowded, living on their own feces, never to see the light of day until they're hauled off to slaughter. They also have a genetic makeup that they have been selectively bred over decades to grow really big, really fast, to the extent that many of them can't even walk properly. In fact, 26% of them can't walk well and 3% can't walk at all at 40 days of age when they are brought off to slaughter. So it's just an incredible amount of suffering, an incredible number of individuals, and our country could really do something about that. So I'm really motivated to change the way chickens are treated and change how we eat.
And we'll get into your work with chicken farmers, the chicken industry, in a couple moments. But I just want to bring up one more thing. We often see at the store on chicken meat the phrase cage-free chicken. Is that a meaningful phrase?
It's so not meaningful. There are no meat chickens raised in cages. What's happening there is the industry is playing off of the consumer desire for cage-free eggs. Now, this is changing in our country. It used to be that all chickens that are laying eggs are raised in cages. And that was horrible. And now we have laws state by state that are being passed and company by company that are moving away from caged eggs. Now, there have never been chickens that are raised in cages when it comes to meat chickens. So they're kind of different subspecies. And so they're thinking, oh, people are buying cage-free eggs and paying more for it. Why don't we just slap that label on meat chickens and we'll look good? But there's nothing meaningful because meat chickens are always raised in these long windowless warehouses and have never been raised in cages.
Now, here you are, Leah, challenging the way the chicken industry operates, and people might assume it's a solely adversarial relationship. You against chicken farmers, chicken farmers against you. You reached out to work with people in the chicken industry. Can you talk about what led you there?
Yeah, I think that a lot of activists like me, they think of the meat industry, the chicken industry, as this sort of monolithic beast to be destroyed. But I think we have to change that perspective if we want to change the industry. These companies are made up of lots and lots of individuals, just like you and I, and they're just trying to do their jobs. And these individuals want, for the most part, to behave well, to go home and tell their kids about their job, their grandkids about their job. But they're constrained. They don't want to be ashamed of what they're doing. But their jobs that they do are constrained by economics. So for me, the key to solving ending factory farming, ending the treatment of animals like this, is sort of hacking that economic formula where we find solutions where everybody wins. I initially started my work because I just really wanted people to care more about chickens. But in my journey of doing that, I realized it's more than that. It's about reaching across the table and finding common ground, looking for those win-wins. And those lessons can be applied across many, many different social justice issues or really hard problems we're trying to solve.
We're talking to Leah Garces, president of the group Mercy for Animals and author of the book Grilled, Turning Adversaries into Allies to Change the Chicken Industry. You worked with a farmer named Craig Watts. and really got a sense of what it was like to be the person who was raising the chickens, contracted to some of these big brand names that we've heard of. Can you share his story?
Yeah. So when Craig Watts was about 22 years old, he had this dream to stay on the land that had been passed down five generations through his family. But he was living in the poorest county of rural North Carolina, in Fairmont, North Carolina, and there were few job options. The tobacco industry had fallen out, and the chicken industry came to town. And when they offered him a contract to raise chickens, he thought, this is a dream come true. And he took a quarter of a $1 million loan out to build the chicken houses. Then the company would drop off the chickens, and then they'd pick them up at the end, and he would get paid for that. And he'd use that chunk of money he got paid each month to pay off his loan, like a mortgage. And that went really well at first, but after a while, it didn't go well because it's a factory farm, and there's chickens wall to wall living on their own feces in darkened, stressful circumstances. They started to get sick, and some of them started to die, and you don't get paid for dead birds. So Craig started to panic, and he realized he had made this huge mistake, and there was no way out. He was all but an indentured servant. And around the time I met Craig, he was at this breaking point. He had been raising chickens for 20 years. He was still in debt, and he didn't see a way out. And I went into meeting him as an advocate for animals, but I came out differently. I came out as an advocate for a food system that would be compassionate to everyone, including that farmer who essentially was trapped in the system just like the chickens.
And that led to a lot of the work you're doing now, helping transform farms, chicken farms, into other kinds of production, the Transformation Project. Can you tell us how that works?
Oh, yeah. The Transformation Project, we launched in November. I'm super excited about it. The concept is looking for that win-win. So when I first went in to think about people like Craig, factory farmers, my first was, let's just get them out of business. I don't care what happens to them. But in meeting Craig, I changed my formula. And I thought, instead of thinking about how to put people like Craig out of a business, how can I help him transform into a different kind of business? How can we use those warehouses to do something else? So he meets his concerns, his demands, his dreams, which is to stay on the land, to raise his kids where his ancestors have been raised. And we came up with this idea of transformation, which is those long warehouses, believe it or not, are really good for raising other things like hemp or mushrooms. And we later worked with a farmer named Mike Weaver who did exactly that. He took those long warehouses and he is now successfully raising CBD oil and hemp, which is blowing up in the market. And this gave us the idea, we need to help more farmers do this. We need to be not just a destructive force where we're trying to end factory farming, but a constructive force where we're coming in with solutions and working with everyone affected by what I see as one of the most destructive forces on the planet, factory farming.
One big change that seems to be happening lately is meatless alternatives that, you know, give the experience of meat. We're seeing them pop up in, you know, fast food restaurants now. Is that part of the transition maybe for some of these chicken farmers?
Oh, I think so. I think we are at the very beginning in the midst of a protein revolution where we redefine what protein means. It doesn't have to come from animals. And that's also the win-win. And instead of thinking, how can I put these big companies like Purdue or Tyson out of business, how can I help them transform into a different kind of business? One where instead of their protein coming from animals, it's coming from plants. And you might think that's crazy, but there are companies doing that right now. So Purdue, which, you know, we have done exposés on and we've shown cruelty within their farms, has switched and they're looking at blended products where they're reducing the amount of animals in their products and increasing the amount of plants. They're doing like plant-based nuggets. And so is Tyson. And believe it or not, KFC in my own hometown of Atlanta, they did a one-day event where they had plant-based chicken nuggets. And you would have thought it was like just announced, everybody was supposed to show up. And I came at like 10 o'clock in the morning, right when Reddit was opening, and there were lines wrapped around the corner. There was traffic stopped in all directions. You would think they were giving out free Beyonce tickets or something because it was so exciting. And I think it just shows you that people are really ready for this shift. And we have to help farmers meet that transition as well. So we can't just come in and say, this industry is over. I'm sorry. You're just going to have to figure something else out. I think we can help accelerate the transition if we're right there to hold the hands and help that transition happen faster through helping farmers go from being animal farmers to plant-based farmers.
And Leah, if there's somebody in the industry, whether a farmer or in the processing field or whatever, what would you say to them? What could they look for the future of what they're doing now?
I believe in incremental progress. So I think I encourage everyone, whether you're in the industry or a farmer or you're an eater, just take steps in the right direction. So that might mean giving birds more space. It might mean eating a little bit less meat. It might mean thinking about a transition and building a career towards a plant-based market. So I just encourage everyone, you don't have to take, it's not a light switch, not an on and off situation. I think most people, if we took a step in the right direction, the world would become better, not just for the chickens, but for everyone, because our food system affects everyone. So the progress is what matters.
Leah, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Leah Garces is president of the group Mercy for Animals and author of the book Grilled, Turning Adversaries into Allies to Change the Chicken Industry. She talked to us today about working with factory farmers to transition away from raising chickens and her efforts to push the industry to improve conditions for its animals. Coming up Monday here on Central Time, it's this month's edition of Mondays with Mike. WPR boss, big boss Mike Crane joins us in the studio. We'll be talking about some of the latest news behind the scenes here at Wisconsin Public Radio, programming changes to look out for, physical changes here, I think, not by then, but pretty soon I'm going to be back in our normal but now refurbished studio. You can share your questions. You can start right now. Email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us @CentralTimeWPR.